Welcome to Drill Down Earnings. We have the latest results, Q1 results from IBM. An interesting and maybe disappointing quarter. I'm Corey Johnson, Chief Market Strategist for Futurum Group. IBM earnings, of course, so important because this company has finally turned itself around. IBM reporting Q1 earnings. So now, Wall Street likes a beat or a miss, and this was kind of a miss, I guess. The earnings beat, the revenues missed. It's harder to make revenues look good. Earnings, you can kind of, you know, move a few things, bend a few things. Nothing illegal, of course, but we want to focus on more than the miss and the beat and really understand what's happening in the business. Revenues of $14.5 billion, up 1%, 3% in constant currency. And currency is important here because it's the difference between profits, numbers going up and number go down. Of course, everyone likes number go up. Software revenues up 5%, 6% in constant currency. But consulting revenues were flat, actually down, but in constant currency up. But we don't live in constant currency. We live in fluctuating currency. So consulting numbers were down here, and that's probably hurting the stock here. Now, also importantly, the company announced a huge acquisition, $6.4 billion for a cloud software company called HashiCorp, based right here in San Francisco, right out my window somewhere here in San Francisco. I'm in the Ferry Building, but they're over there somewhere. Anyway, deal reported by the Wall Street Journal yesterday, but IBM says it will create a comprehensive end-to-end hybrid cloud platform for the AI era. We'll see what that means over time. Well, let's look a little bit deeper into the business. Now, when we see in terms of profitability, in terms of EBIT from this company, well, we saw numbers come down a little bit, 6.7% profitability margins and a decline in EBITDA margins on a year-over-year basis as well, certainly over the fourth quarter, which is usually a more profitable quarter for IBM. Sales hanging in there, but not doing great for the company, up only 3% on a year-over-year basis. Now, consulting, when you look at the entire picture of what makes IBM, consulting and software are the biggest pieces of the pie. Infrastructure also really important. So when consulting at 36% of revenues is in trouble, consulting's having some problems here. That's a big problem for the entire business when you look at how the business stacks up together. And that's what happened to the stock after the numbers came out. The stock sold off pretty dramatically for the, you know, in the after hours trading session, if you will, down 8%, although coming back a little bit during the conference call. But for the year, the stock's up 47%. Maybe expectations were quite high here. Now, in the conference call, there were a lot of questions about the consulting business. And both the CEO, Arvind Krishna, and as well as the CFO, Jim Cavanaugh, talked about how some of the numbers underneath that weren't so bad. Signings up 4% in the quarter, the strongest signings they've ever had, or at least had in many, many years. Book to bill at 1.15x and backlog at 7%. So $1 billion of that backlog in AI was a number they came back to over and over again in the conference call. Arvind Krishna talked about it. So did, in fact, Jim Cavanaugh, the CFO.
But let's talk about the underpinnings of what's driving demand, because I think that's what's most important around the key growth focus areas. You talked about GenAI. GenAI for IBM, inception to date, over $1 billion book of business. Consulting in the first quarter, the book of business on GenAI was 2x all of last year. So I think we're winning in the marketplace.
So there you have it, the idea that numbers maybe aren't so terrible here underneath the numbers that are not too strong in the top line after a stock that's gone up quite a bit. But what's our big takeaway? What's one number that tells us a whole lot? I'll have that right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Everything you need to know about IBM's fourth quarter results in 1 minute. Yeah, I can do that. $14.5 billion. Revenues up about 3% in constant currency, but just 1% in the real dollars that we like to count. That's not great. But when you really look at the weakest part about these results and the most concerning part, it is the consulting business that's well over a third of their revenues. Consulting business actually down 0.2%. There's your number that tells you a whole lot about this business. The consulting business, which has been soft for a while, putting up the worst quarter-over-quarter comparison we've seen in many years for IBM. All right, thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. At Drill Down, you can check it out. Check me out at X at Corey TV. TikTok and Instagram at Drill Down Pod, longer earnings takes on the Futurum Group's YouTube site. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Drill Down Earnings, part of 6-5 Media.